SBS.
O SBS.
SBS.
O SBS.
SBS Radio.
Taong 2012 nang unang na-diagnose ang 78 taong gulang na si John Kulal ng lymphoma. Ang uri ng lymphoma niya ay mabagal ang pagkalat at tubo. Nalalaman ng matapang at independenteng lolang di maganda ang mga side effect ng kasalukuyang pagpapagamot at maaaring magkaroon ito ng pangmatagalang epekto.
I wouldn't look forward to living in a wheelchair and having to be cared for. Being independent and at present able to look after myself, yes, that's one of my big desires.
Sumang-ayon si Joan Kulal na maging bahagi ng pagsubok o trial para sa gamot na ribomustine. Sinabi ng hematologist na si Stephen Opat, mas natatarget ng intravenous na paggamot ang mga cancer sa dugot na babawasan ng side effect tulad ng pagkalugas ng buhok, singaw o mouth ulcers at impeksyon.
The average time the disease was under control was 70 months versus about 30 months for the standard therapy. So better tolerated with less side effects.
Si Professor Andrew Roberts ang nanunungkulang chair ng Cancer Council sa Victoria. Anya, ang resultang ito'y isang pag-usad. Ngunit kailangan pa anya ng mas marami pang pagsubok upang malabanan ang iba't ibang patuloy na lumalaking pangkaraniwang sanhi ng cancer.
It would be great if we had the opportunity to trial a significant number of these here in Australia so needy Australian patients have the benefit of early access to these drugs.
Ngayong Linggo, idadagdag ng pamahalang federal ang ribomustine sa tala ng PBS o Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme na magbibigay ng alternatibong pagpapagamot sa may 30,000 Australiano. At maaaring mas gawing kaaya-aya ang mahirap na trabaho ni Dr. Opat.
When you see patients come in sick and you give them treatment and their health is restored, I get a real buzz out of that.
At para naman kay John Kulal, ito'y nangangahulugang mas maraming panahong makakapiling ang kanyang 63 apo sa tuhod.
I feel great that, you know, I can enjoy my great-grandchildren. It's wonderful. It's wonderful for me. I really love it.